The government of Liberia is tight-lipped on what was announced as a US$25 million program for 250 Liberian students to study abroad. This after an assistant minister publicly disclosed that the program is a fraud. On November 6, President Joseph Boakai, accompanied by his foreign and information ministers, launched the non-collateral student loan program in partnership with NecoTech, a civic organization that claims to empower African youth with global education opportunities in STEM. However, Assistant Minister for Information Matthew Yimplu warned the public in a Facebook post not to invest in the program because he said it is committing fraud by extorting money from struggling Liberian students. Yimplu, who was immediately suspended by President Boakai, resigned and spoke to VOA about his allegation.
This is the scheme NecoTech is playing on Liberians. They are taking money from Liberians under the pretext of a guaranteed work-study program in the United States. And we have maintained that a work-study program is federally funded by the U.S. government. It's a kind of financial aid program for students who are in need, but they have to study. No non-U.S. private actor can for certain promise that the students can benefit from work-study program in the United States.
Applicant Newon Sua says she was added to a group of 1,000 other Liberian applicants but could not continue after being asked to pay US$236 as readiness fees for what was announced by the government to be a loan.
I had to pay for what they call conversion of your grades into the U.S. GPA. And that is done online through a link that you have to use a Visa card to have that converted. The cost is $11.99 based on the initial email I received. After all that $11.99, which I just thought that was just it, before I got to the readiness fees, that was $236. That, for me, brought a concern to me that from the public information that I have, this program is supposed to be a graduate loan by the government of Liberia.
Foreign Ministry spokesperson Sewaba told VOA the ministry halted the NecoTech scholarship for the time being. Dr. Princess Okansi is NecoTech's chief executive officer. She said US$236 is a training fee to prepare students for English proficiency test training. USA School Admissions Co-Selection Assistance and Review Loan Applications. The money is also used for visa interview coaching and applications financial literacy. However, she claims the fee has been waived for Liberians for the spring 2025 entry to the USA. For Daybreak Africa, I'm Denise Nipson in Monrovia, Liberia.